Agency says the tsunami death toll has climbed to 373 as crews continue to search through debris for survivors and bodies. President Joko Widodo surveyed the destruction on Monday. That tsunami struck without warning Saturday night. More than 1,000 people are injured, 128 still missing. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
2 days later, residents here are trying to grapple with the devastation it's left behind. Many are now homeless.
I'm afraid. I've asked my son-in-law to check on our house, but I haven't been home in the last 2 days.
Rescue workers have been working around the clock, digging survivors out of flattened homes, but ambulances have been struggling to reach hard-hit areas because roads are blocked by debris.
Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. This was the second deadly tsunami to hit Indonesia this year. An anti-corruption court in Pakistan sentenced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to 7 years in prison for owning assets beyond his known sources of income. The ruling noted he failed to disclose the source of income for establishing a steel mill in Saudi Arabia. But the accountability court acquitted Sharif in the second case, citing lack of enough evidence. He was also fined about $25 million and disqualified from politics for 10 years. He again denied any wrongdoing. Turkey dispatched another convoy to its border with Syria on Monday. The heightened military activity comes as Ankara and Washington have agreed to coordinate on U.S. withdrawal. President Trump says Turkey will eliminate the rest of the Islamic State militants in Syria as the U.S. military withdraws its forces. Mr. Trump offered few details about his conversation with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan said late last week Turkey's postponing an operation against Kurdish forces in Syria in the wake of Mr. Trump's decision. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is already doing some work while recovering in the hospital from Friday's surgery to remove two malignant growths from her lung. The problem was discovered during tests after the 85-year-old broke three ribs in a fall in November. The Supreme Court is set to hear its next arguments on January 7th. The U.S. government remains partially closed until at least the Christmas break on Thursday, ends on Thursday, as President Donald Trump holds firm in demanding funds for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, and Democrats remain resolutely opposed. This marks the fourth time in 5 years Congress and the White House have been unable to agree on how much money the federal government should spend and for which objectives, failing to meet a funding deadline that causes non-essential services to halt. Economist Gus Fauché says government shutdowns don't have an impact on the economy.
It may mean that data gets delayed. It may mean a little bit consumers turn a bit more cautious. But I don't think that the government shutdown, even if it lasts for a week or two, is going to have any noticeable impact on the labor market or on GDP.
About 380,000 government employees.